them together.
Amen.
Amen.
We
bless everyone who is with us online. Also, everyone who is here with us, we bless you. Good morning.
So,
we will go into the Word. Today, I'll say this.
У меня будет довольно-таки серьезное слово.
Very serious message.
Лично для меня,
personally for me, this is one of the most important factors that was lost by the church, has been stolen, hidden, veiled. So I want to reveal this today. I want to talk to you about these moments. And beloved, and from here, I believe, right here, this is where Reformation has to come. Listen to me very carefully. So, message is called Dunamis. Do you know what this means? Dunamis. It's Greek word. Listen to me very carefully right now. This is a Greek word. They translate it as
Dynamis.
Dynamis. In the Bible, this word is used quite often, especially when it has to do with the power of God. You understand, right? The power of God. You know, this is why I asked you a question. Do you know what
dunamis?
It doesn't matter how you pronounce it. Dunamis sounds more correct from the Greek. I looked through all the different pronunciation, the way you say it, dynamos or dynamis. Many different things, but the meaning of this word is the same. So, beloved, this is how today's message will be called, because the accent will be on this. The spirit of this world has done everything possible for this truth to be hidden and covered by darkness and misunderstanding, because he knows that as soon, because this is where the danger is for him and for his kingdom. It's deadly for him. Listen to me very carefully. If all of you think that the church is something that has to entertain, attract, and please, you are mistaken, deeply mistaken. Church, if you can call church by one name, it would have been this right here. That's the name. Listen to me very carefully. If you can summarize, if some of you didn't study, believe me, I've been to Bible colleges, so I know this. How? Somehow. Listen to me very carefully, but when this great big chubby guy, the teacher that was teaching us, he even himself understood what he was teaching us. Hello. If you could call Church of Christ by one word, one name, I would have called it exactly this way. Dunamis. Listen to me very carefully. Why? I'm here to explain to you why. The way I think, church in its majority, not everyone, but majority, has turned into a circus with clowns as leaders that entertain the crowd, the multitudes, and they're waiting for acceptance from this world. Because with Satan stole one of the biggest things from the church, and that is the dunamis. And without dunamis, the church has... It has to do everything with her own hands. Beloved, you have to understand there are two structures in this world, dunamis. And you don't have any dunamis, is the other one.
Hello.
Those that have dunamis, they don't need anything but dunamis, because this fulfills everything and does everything. Church that doesn't have dunamis, it does everything possible and fulfills everything for herself. You understand me, right? Listen to me very carefully today. So, Greek word, if you translate it, I have it here in Greek, dunamis. So, what does it mean? It means, first of all, power. Second, is heavenly power, sign, wonder, explosive power. From this word that we use right now, dynamite. It came out of this, the root of that word dynamite is dunamis. I want to teach you something today. So we have to understand that the kingdom is not in the word. It is in the power. And it is written power in the Bible. It is written as dunamis. You understand, right? Kingdom has nothing in common with the word, if that word does not carry explosive power, dynamite, or dunamis. Everything that we do, church, I'm not talking about that you do something at home. Everything that we do has to do with God or His kingdom, beginning with songs, with music, whatever it is, it has to carry the energy of heaven. Otherwise, it's a fake. It's a clone. You understand? It is a fake. It's a knockoff. Today, we'll go somewhere. I want to prepare the platform. So, I remember when I was young, it was 1992, I just came to the Lord, and this one guy, from this elder from the church, he was teaching us Greek meanings of the scripture. Biblical, you know, words. And one of the words that kind of showed up in the middle of it all was dunamis. And then I didn't quite understand. And he was reading and quoting the scripture that we will read today as well. The scripture where it says, not depart from Jerusalem until you receive dunamis. You understand me? And this was one of the scriptures. And today we will go in there. There are a lot of mysteries and secrets. If the church of the last days will understand this, we will make it as the bride of Christ. We will make it. If somehow, sometime, I pray to God that the Holy Spirit will open up your understanding right now for this phrase, because upon this phrase, Jesus said, don't you dare, church of Christ was born through a dynamite. Why are you screaming? Guess why? You know, when I gave my life to God in 1992, and this guy was teaching us these phrases and Bible lessons. And at the end, I'll say this, 1993, at the end of 93, I personally, in my life, something exploded, and the glory of God started pouring out. I didn't understand. I was absolutely clueless in many different things. Later on, I started digging and started researching. I said, I will eat this Bible. I will read it all. I will know practically by heart. But that, later on, I understood. But then, I didn't. At that time, I didn't understand. And when crazy things started happening, I believe church will get there. Back then, it was just like a preview, like a small spark. The Lord was showing me what's coming. It was a small group of people. It was a couple of crazy, you know, crazy for God kind of people. And somebody would look at us and say, oh, you're in trances, you're all Satanist. Jesus is coming to visit you. Oh, ha, 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 ha. This is so funny. And those people that were teaching us about dunamis, first of all, resisted. They were the first that resisted when they encountered dunamis. You understand me, right? Listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. All life is based upon this. And I am sure that Church of Christ is based upon that. And nothing else. Of course, the foundation for this is Him. But He comes out in the power of dunamis. So do not depart from Jerusalem until you receive the promise from the Father. And then once I understood, you know, these people always said, oh, this gets out of control. Have you heard phrases like this? Everybody heard these phrases. This prayer group is out of control. These people that do this and that, they're out of control. Everything is out of control. Everything is on fire. Did you ever try to control dynamite? Its power, are you able to? You want to try it? Should I give you dynamite in your hand? Should I set it on fire, get on the side and say, okay, control it now? Beloved, this is the religion. This is what it tries to do. It tries to control dynamite. it tries to control dunamis, and no matter wherever these explosions happen, youth gets on fire, groups, families, and churches based upon the power of dunamis. Right away, firefighters come, and they pour out wonderful things, quote-unquote. Continuously. For me, this is very precious and very important. Because this is dynamite. You cannot control dynamite. And every time when they try again and again, they tell you that this is out of control. We're never meant by God to be controlling His explosive power. What will happen? Whatever the Holy Spirit will want to do. And that is what the dead structure is afraid of. Because you cannot control that. It is impossible to lock it up. Why is it called dunamis? Because that is an explosive power. You cannot hold it in your hands. You cannot hide it or calm it down. It will explode and explode everything around itself. So now we got to this absurd, to this idiotic thing. By finishing up school, this young guy is already called somebody who moves and does great crusades. You call yourself a pastor? You evangelize? This is what I mean. You're a joke. With a, you know, all you have is a diploma. Beloved, according to the standards of this world, you got a diploma, yes, and you're somebody, but with God, He said, do not depart from Jerusalem until you receive diploma of dunamis, and then go and do whatever you want, because God is leading you. All these people have all these diplomas. By the way, I'm sorry to say, I have a couple as well somewhere. You know, I was... That's it, I gotta go through the school and now I know something. Yes, your head might know something. Your brain might know, but your spirit has no clue. You don't even know that all of the move of God comes out. Dunamis, and dunamis is placed into your spirit. Your head cannot process it. You stand there and say, this is so crazy, look at this, it's so crazy. Again, by saying that, you confirm again and again that dunamis lives inside of me and I don't live by my understanding. Church, for the religion, being somebody out on the missionary fields or evangelist, all you need is a diploma. All these apostles that are really like nobodies, they lay hands upon you. Everything done is so officially, this ordinance, ordaining process. Now they made you into evangelist. Or they made you into a pastor. And this, he is an apostle. That's all nonsense. Nonsense. You know why? Because there is no dunamis. Have you ever set fire to... On 4th of July, here they sell they look like dynamite. And how many times, guys, we set them on fire, and you're waiting for this great explosive power, you're running away from it. And there's this huge box, and you're thinking, it's going to explode. And it just... Barely explodes. You're thinking, this is it, this is it. This is the brother with the diploma. All of the power was in that. In the stick, not in the actual firecracker. And usually brothers like this, they point fingers at the church. You don't pray enough. Have you ever noticed that? You don't fast. I have no power because of you. No. You don't have power because you don't do any of this yourself. All you have is a big container, which is empty, just for show. Sometimes you think, wow, everything is going to be so powerful. Everybody's ready for the explosive, and this brother is just... Spark, spark, spark. That's it. This is it. I was driving for 300 miles to see this. This? It is proof that there is no dunamis, there is just a big barrel for dynamite, but it's empty. Knowledge has to be set on fire as well. Do not be one of those brothers that just does things for show, just for looks. Right now, I feel like it's going to be a new word around. I feel some sort of movement is going to start with this as well. Look, you know, church, it's an ironic picture, but you all understand that it happens like that right now. Such advertisement, TV, news, everywhere. So much money has been gathered, and there's such movement. People got together. And these 2,500 people, this is all they did? Let's play another song to entertain people. Give me dunamis, please. Give me power. I don't want to look at you. You're just a wick or a fuse. That's it. Why don't you just explode? Wick. Just explode in music. Explode in prayer. Just explode in your message when you preach. Show me who's inside of you. I don't need your wick. I have three. And I can make a lot of noise as well. Show up my knowledge of Greek. You know, there's this thing that they say. Oh, he understands Greek. Does he live according to what he preaches, or he's just speaking it? And that's it.
Church of Christ,
dunamis is
proof
that you have legal right to go into ministry. Church, have you ever asked God a question, when should I go into the ministry? Lord, I know everything. Do you have dunamis? What is that? Here we are to talk about it. Do you have dunamis? When you have dunamis, you don't need to go anywhere. Do some sort of uprising in the churches. You know, when dunamis will explode, they will leave. They will fly out. You understand what I'm saying here, right? I know the majority of you know what dunamis is. In our terminology, it's being filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, in religious phrasing, so you guys could get it, it's being filled with the Holy Spirit. I'll just ask you this. When was the last time you were exploding in the Holy Spirit? What do you mean? This is what I mean, being filled in the Holy Spirit, brothers and sisters. Look. Remember the seven sons of the high priest in the book of Acts. Remember, they were running out naked when they tried to cast out devils of that one man. You know, when I read the Bible, I see pictures, I see images. And you know, when I read this, so these guys come and they say, in the name of Jesus that Peter preaches, we cast you out, evil spirit. And the demon goes, what? Show me proof. Your legal right to do this. Do you have anything? In the name of Jesus that Paul preaches, do you have that same jurisdiction? Oh, no? Then that's it. I'm taking your pants off. You know why religious people, they pass by demonically possessed people? Because they have demons inside of them, and they're afraid to lay hands upon these people as well. And they will always say, this is not of God. I'd rather just pass by this whole thing, not even touch it, so that we don't have to deal with it. You know what we encounter? When you start casting out demons, and the team knows, this demon will let you know everything. If you are living an unclean life and you're trying to cast out demons, the demon that person might speak and tell you things about you, that you might live an unclean life. This is Book of Acts 19. These are seven sons of the high priest. They were practicing exorcism or whatever, deliverance. They were going and doing this show like they do this now. They do ghost hunters. With cameras. Something was moving. Why don't you anoint it with oil and leave? You look at these shows. Walked on the roof. Come here, I'll show you something. They'll walk on your roof. Sometimes such things happen in the houses. Some of the people, the team knows, sometimes you have to anoint houses and sanctify them. I'm not going into this message because this is not what we're talking about. Demonology, we're not discussing that. At the moment, here, no one on this earth will allow you to practice medicine if you don't have proper qualifications or paperwork. You thought that you read the Bible, listened to some guy preaching, received your wick, and now you're on fire, you're going to go explode? That's it? What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm just a wick. This is what I mean. The wick doesn't like explosions. Because then the wick, with it, for the wick, everything has to be for show. Sometimes the wick is very, very long, about an hour and a half long. Have you ever noticed it? And you're sitting there waiting. Right now, it's coming. Never. This is what happens. It's just burning and burning, and you're sitting there and waiting and waiting, and it's little by little. That's it? Where's the explosion? That's it?
Beloved,
the movement, or the right to move in the spirit is dunamis. This is what the Lord showed me. This is the first thing He told me. You will never go anywhere until I will empower you with dynamite. What do you think all these thousands of people of changed lives come from? It all happens through dunamis. Your words, your silly words or your street language, it doesn't matter. Are your words empowered by the power of God? How about your prayer? Is it empowered with His explosive power? Of course. This is a question. And then they start talking. Like what I showed last Sunday. Oh, this is his shoes, his kids. Oh, no, it's his guns. Oh, no, it's his car. My God. By the way, your most beloved preachers all carry weapons. They all can bear arms. We just don't know about it. Nonsense. It's all quiet. Look. So, at the moment, the church in its majority is without dunamis. This is what makes church a church. You know that dunamis makes a church a church. That's it. You cannot come to church and look at some sort of show. This service is not for your mind or for your eyes. It's the service of spirit to spirit. And only that is what God restores. Time of show is over. This is why show hates us. Because dunamis is God's show. It's just you. I don't need a show. Dunamis is what makes a church church. And now the church that are without dunamis, they can be perverted in absolutely many different ways. Look how it is perverted. It needs to do things to attract people to itself. So now the church has to counterfeit dunamis with something else. For instance, business seminaries. What, you know what? This businessman came to us. We had a seminar on business. Filters, they're called, you know, you want clean water, you can buy a filter. Where? Come to church. We have a little kiosk that we sell purification machines, and you'll have clean organism or clean body at all times. What?
water?
Give me that water from heaven.
Сказал,
that Jesus
попью,
said, when I will drink, I shall not thirst. And your filtration? I will always want more.
Бизнес-семинары, теперь нам нужно купить светомузыку лучше, чем у
Майкла
Джексона.
Царство
ему небесное.
May he rest in peace.
Что?
What?
Светомузыка?
Lights?
А у нас уже лучше платформа,
лучше подсветки. We have better platform. We have better lighting. Look at these cameras. There's $60,000, but there's nothing to film.
Алло!
Hello.
Дюнамос где?
Where is Дюнамос?
Дайте мне группку!
Give me a group of sweaty grandmas.
Дайте мне Бога!
Give me God.
Алло!
Алло! Hello!
Дайте мне! Какой-то маленький, потный, темный подвал!
Some sort of dark, you know, sweaty damp in somebody's spring in there, but let me have that Дюнамос.
В костюме пастор ходит. Андрей, Giorgio Armani.
Look at the suit that the pastor is wearing. It's Giorgio Armani.
Dolce & Gabbana.
What?
Ты пришел посмотреть
you came to look at that? On that?
Или ты пришел, чтобы коснуться,
or you came
Дюнамос?
To touch Dunamis.
Во что мы превратились?
What did we turn into? Church. Бога. Church of God.
Куда, на какой уровень мы
what level did we derogate to, Church of God?
Все, что ты делаешь,
everything that you're doing is supposed to have God on it, power, an explosion. Because
fake.
Otherwise it's all fake, it's an imitation.
О, Иисус,
Jesus.
Верни нас, мой Бог, в деяния.
God, take
верни
us back into Acts.
Прости нас, Дух Святой.
Forgive us, Holy Spirit,
за извращенную жизнь.
For the perverted lives that we lead.
Тебе, чтобы заменить
now,
этим церквям Дунамос,
for
чтобы
существовать
бизнес-семинары, красивые шоу,
do something and fill the void where the Holy Spirit should be. Now they have to do some sort of shows and plays. Church, I mean, the stage should have decorations because and you have to change them because people are kind of get used to these decorations. What? What? And sometimes you designers walk around. Oh, I could play any role, from religious person to, you know, this interesting orientation kind of person. And we, you know, hire these people that do decorations, and they work. What did church turn into? Beloved, it was born in Jerusalem through Dunamis. This is the original, this is power, this is light, this is what Jesus said. I will build my church.
Вы знаете, что когда Бог сказал «Я», здесь есть секрет.
You know,
ему
God
наша
said,
помощь
I am here.
Не нужна.
He doesn't need our help, that's the secret. Everything that you try to do is automatically a no. It's garbage. He builds, and when he wants to build something, he will bring his own right people to right time. Listen to me. Of course, they're going to say again. He's preaching about us. Of course. If there's no Dunamis, then I'm 100% speaking about you. You'll find yourself. I don't even know your name or where you're at, but you yourself will find yourself in here. Look. Now we need place that somewhat attracts sinners. They don't attract sinners. They put you on the pedestal of those that wrote these plays.
Now
we go into politics. Why? Because it's boring in the church. We've done everything possible. There was revival. We had Bible colleges. Music, yeah. We're sick of music. Now we want power. We want money.
Где зеленая капустушка?
Where is green lettuce?
И мы, знаете, мы хотим.
And we.
И ты понимаешь, во что мы превратились?
What do we turn into? I want to throw up right now. 90%
of churches that
churches they preach about either money or they hint towards money.
Где Дунамос?
Where is Dunamis? Where is God? Give me God. Give me God. Why do I need a building if there is no God in it? Give me a basement or whatever. It will be enough. I need God. You understand me?
Church,
let's go back to the roots. Let's go back to the roots of it all, the birth of the church. Let's go back to the source and pray about it and everything else. What did Jesus say about it? It will be added on to you. It will be provided. He will provide. Church has gotten to this absurd by going and making compromise with the spirit of this age. It sits with the table of compromise with sinners for the sake of attracting attention towards itself. And now these ungodly people take up the front rows at the church. What? What? Now that sicko that is trying to get into politics sits in the front row in this church. Beloved, right now you just signed a death contract in the spirit realm and open up the doors for every unclean thing. Because you are making a covenant, and covenant is power that always moves into action. Try to make a covenant with something unclean. Unclean things will start happening in your life. This is why God said, do not touch unclean things. This is why David said, I shall not place anything unclean or something that is not needed before my eyes. Look. Book of Acts, chapter 1, 4 through 8. Let's read this power, this bomb. I will explain to you this scripture that we've read right and left. You know, the scriptures that have been overread, they're usually mostly misunderstood by the majority. You know, people sometimes don't understand it. Right away, these people say, let your kingdom come. In other words, they say, so you just shut your mouth, let your dynamite fall onto this earth, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Do you even know what you just now said, this first phrase? Could you imagine what you just invited? Let your kingdom come. Whose kingdom? It's like some sort of country standing. It's an example. Illustration. And they say, let Roman Empire come. You understand, right? You understand the illustration. Some sort of country is waiting. You know when the Roman Empire will come and it will change everything. Beginning with money, finishing up with the laws of that country. Yeah, I'm speaking about the earthly things, about, you know, countries conquering each other, but you're saying, let your kingdom come, Lord. You, first of all, will be under the magnifying glass. Obviously, the one who asks, then he asks first, and then he first is the first one that receives. And why is it that it's written that it's the time for judgment has to start with my house? Because these are the people that ask, and then they ask, they receive. So the Lord says, here you go, receive it. You asked for it. So, Book of Acts, chapter 1, 4, 8. And while being in their company and eating at the table with them, look what Jesus is saying. He says, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem. Not to leave Jerusalem. These are the words of Jesus. This is after he was resurrected. Did they remember what he said? Said, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for what the Father has promised, of which he has said, you have heard me speak. For John baptized you with water, but not many days from now you shall be baptized with, introduced into the Holy Spirit. So when they were assembled, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you reestablish the kingdom and restore it to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to become acquainted with them, know what time brings, which the Father has appointed by his own office, authority, and personal power. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when he, the Holy Spirit, has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends, the very bounds of the earth. This is a new translation. So, I'm explaining the scripture to you. Explaining it, how God explained this to me. It says, do not leave Jerusalem until you receive power from above. In other words, the word Jerusalem means what? This right here. First of all, God built it. God builder. The meaning of the word Jerusalem, God builder or God built it. There's many different ways of translating this word, but the root of this word is creator God. God created it. He built it. The meaning of the word power, dunamis, and this is how it sounds. This is the original meaning of the scripture. Remain in what God is building until you receive dunamis. And there we go.
You know
why many people got stuck? Because we wait for dunamis.
And
what God never built.
You
know why church right now is in a war and compromise and horrible, horrible situations. And says, God will come, God will come. No. He will not come because, listen to me very carefully, because it is written, remain only where God is building, number two, until you receive dunamis. In other words, atmosphere is created. In other words, he says, be in my house until this power will not take you out itself from this house. You understand me, right? If you want to understand what Jesus was talking about here, what he meant, this is the true meaning. He says, you cannot move or go anywhere based upon what you did with me, or you saw the resurrection of the dead, you resurrected the dead, cast out demons, healed. No, stop. Your own personal dunamis, where is it? Some people say, oh, it doesn't matter, God will use me. Yeah, maybe in 30 years, maybe in 10, maybe in 5, maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I know one thing, that you have to be together in God's.
He
says, remain, leave, do not leave Jerusalem. He says, we say these phrases and don't understand, but when Jesus spoke these, they understood that you need to shut yourself in a small room and don't you dare even come out until dunamis comes upon you. This is not just the birth of the church. It is the birth of every Christian and every ministry. You're a prophet? Do you have dunamis? You're a prayer warrior? Tell me where the glory of God exploded in your life. You understand? Where is dunamis? Where is power? Where is it? Remain in Jerusalem. You know, when I read the scripture, the Holy Spirit tells me. I say, Daddy, why do we have to go back? I know what Jerusalem is. It's Jerusalem, the city. Jerusalem. Who doesn't know what Jerusalem is? Jerusalem is Jerusalem. Jerusalem. He says, Sonny, go back to the original root of the word. What happens? God, the builder. He says, wow, you'll get it. And now Sonny reads what it means. Remain in what God built until explosive power of dunamis will come. And practically everyone totally missed it because we either are not there and waiting for something, or we're not there and not waiting for anything. There are those people, and they say, God, so what if pastor's a thief and he commits adultery? We forgive him. We are in Jerusalem and we wait for your power. God does not build that. This wick built it. You call him a pastor? That is one big ha-ha. What? Do not irritate me. You're going against pastors. I'm going against these just firecrackers, imitations of dunamis, clones, just wicks. And no power at the end. I'm not ever going against big, powerful people. I enjoy them. I read their books. I explode by reading their books. Every page I read, bam, bam. And at the end, it's just double bang.
God,
that is an awesome book. Every book that is written with the power of dunamis will change you. If it didn't change you, rip it apart. They know what this means. Only the Russian people really know what that just means. Everybody else, you can ask someone next to you. I'm not going to You sit there and you just rub this paper together. The young ones are not smiling. They don't understand what this is. Your mothers will explain to you what we used to go to the bathroom. Everything that you can soften with your own hands. Everything that would become softer, that's what we used for toilet paper. I'm from that time. I know. All the books that were useless, they were in the restrooms. We know how harsh it was and sometimes painful. We had very hard past, brothers and sisters. So, back. If the book someone written by a Christian person, now it might have been written by just somebody who is simply a wick. Look. First of all, you have to be in what God is building. You cannot start the movement until the dunamis will not come upon you. The problem with many Christians is that they are there where there is no God and whatever God did not build, and they're waiting for dunamis. Listen, some of you that are watching me right now online, you ask God a question, God, answer me. This is your answer. Remain only in what God is building until you receive dunamis.
Там, где Бога нет,
where there is no God, you will not receive dunamis. You can sweat, you can pray, and complain and grumble. You will be the same wick as everybody else around you. You'll always hate the power of the ministries that are moving in dunamis, and they will always point fingers. You feel like everybody's pointing fingers at you and say, oh, they're speaking about me. Of course. If you feel conviction, then you need to change or you turn off this channel. Stop watching us. Look. So as not to get irritated. You have to be charged with the dynamite of heaven. If what you are doing it has no dynamite of God, you are a fake. Your ministry is an imitation of something, but it's not an original, and that belongs into the ministry of soul and flesh. And what is soul-like is flesh, and what is fleshly, the Bible says it, what? Demonic. There is no God in soul or in the flesh. God is a spirit. And the ones that love and worship him, they have to do it in the spirit and in the truth. Look. Jesus was never moving without dunamis. He told his disciples, do not leave Jerusalem until they will be charged with the dunamis of heaven, and they will be full of his glory, power of his kingdom. That is the what majority of the churches lack, this ingredient, the power from above. This is what the church of our days lost. But God is returning this power to his church, being filled with the Holy Spirit. We have to be filled. To be filled is to overflow. You know, being filled is when you pour into the cup and it overflows. That is what it means. Explosion, overflow, extra. More than enough. This is what is called dunamis. Jesus said, I will create my church. Jesus said, I will create my church. Matthew 16, 18. Let's open up. I'm reading New Translation.
Итак, Матфея 16, 18.
Matthew 16, 18 through and 20. Jesus says, I tell you, you are Peter, in Greek Petros, a large piece of rock. And on this rock, Greek Petra, a huge rock like Gibraltar, I will build my church in the gates of Hades. The power of the infernal region shall not overpower it or be strong to overpower it. This is a phrase everybody speaks, but we will talk about it later. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Have you ever thought, what keys? Truthfully. Did you ever think about it? Truthfully, from the very bottom of my heart. Jesus, what did you mean? There's war here. You Peter, rock, what? And then Jesus says, I am the rock. You're a small rock, I'm a big one. And all these theologians, they try to figure out what Jesus really meant here. Why do I need to figure it out? I want to get to the very bottom of it. The keys. Whatever you bind or loose, what? What? Peter, come explain, because nobody is explaining this. What is it? The keys. The keys. Keys. Where are the keys? Who has the keys? Baptists said that our rules, this is our keys. We've said the skirt, this is what we do. Cover your head. This is the key. Sing songs, and that's it. And our rules, if you don't understand them, then you're not of God. I don't accept it because, to begin with, it was just ridiculous nonsense. Let's move on. Look. The keys can be anything. And we shut and we open. You go to Catholics, they have their own keys. He walks around with that thing. You know, a lot of just smoke and smell everywhere. And then you see the Orthodox, they do their own things. You see all these denominations, charismatics, they've opened up their own things as well. Do you even know what the soul means? We totally lost it all. You can only comprehend this only when you have dunamis. You sit there and you're trying to figure out what are the keys? What are the keys? What are the keys? Who has the keys? Can we copy the keys? Look. Matthew 16:18. I tell you, Peter, Petra, and I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it. I will give you. In other words, he says, when they shut themselves in, you know, the keys, and whatever you bind on earth must be what is already bound in heaven, and whatever you loose, declare lawful on earth, must be what is already loosed in heaven. So the kingdom is dunamis church. You know that keys never go into the hands of the wrong people. Listen to me here. Very carefully. Dunamis will never, ever be in the hands of the wrong people. It comes down upon certain individuals. Keys are used upon this earth by only a certain amount of people on this earth. And when you use these keys, this is dunamis. You know, this is it. When you have dunamis upon yourself, one of the parts or the side of the Holy Spirit, listen to me very carefully. This is what you cannot speak against or blaspheme against. You understand what Jesus said? If you speak something against the Father or me, it will be forgiven. But if you speak against the Holy Spirit, if you say that this, against this, this is the center of the universe, this is the power that is preparing the church. Dunamis is what makes church, church. And when you say that against that, this is where you might have a problem. We're not going to decide what is being spoken against what. Father will deal with it himself. But I'll tell you this, beloved. Be very careful when you speak against dynamite. And this manifestation, be very careful, because you could be in serious problem, like Ananias and Sapphira. You know, Peter he was using these keys in a very unique way. Hello? Peter was using, he said, God told him, Jesus told him, I'll give you the keys. And when this power came upon them, Peter was walking in such power. Shadow. Whose shadow? Beloved, you have to understand, Peter was a representation of modern Christian that God wants to raise up on this earth.
And this is where the concept is. And when you understand
that God says, you are the rock, in other words, what did God tell Peter?
I make you one of those that will create millions. I make you the one in concept will become my church, the rock, and in this rock I will make my church. In other words, when those people arise, on that, the church will be created of Jesus Christ. Understand? Not one rock. We, the live,
из которых
from who
устраивается что?
Determines what?
Он говорит, мы камни,
he
на
says,
которых строится that, его здание.
That his building is being built upon. You understand?
Ключи — это дунамус. Петр пользовался идеально, и Иисус сказал ему,
никогда,
Иисус камень, конечно, Иисус краеугольный камень любого здания. Конечно, он наш спаситель. Мы это даже по вопросам не
подвергли.
Здесь спор шел у теологов насчет Петра. Здесь спор нет. Это все равно, что он берет Петра, ставит его и говорит, я на тебе сделаю
экземпляр. Do you understand?
Only you, Peter,
and I will make you from the modern, the future generation, thousands years ahead. I will make you the example. You will be the rock, and I will give you the keys.
И когда ходил Петр, это была опасная личность. С ним
individual.
Шутки были опасны.
And joking with him was dangerous.
Когда он ходил по земле, его тень исцеляла мертвых.
Healed the dead. Dynamos.
Когда в его присутствии лгали, умирали. Дюнамос. Дорогие мои, вот что Dynamos, Бог восстанавливает. Dynamos. Он
this
восстанавливает
God,
служение живых камней.
Все,
что ты видишь, перестань даже с ним
Everything
сражаться. Оно близко около Бога не было.
Stop
Они Дюнамос не поймут.
Дюнамос
представляет им смертельную угрозу.
Dunamis их разнесет. They will not understand.
Почему тебя никогда не примут?
Do you understand why you never will be accepted because you are dangerous for life?
Когда ты приходишь, тебя даже без твоего спроса исключат из церкви. Почему?
They will not even ask you, but discommunicate you from the church.
И уникально.
It's unique.
Пригласил на чай.
You invite someone for tea, talk.
Бум, взорвал.
And something blows up. And you do it again with another family, and it happens again. And now you need a distinguisher, a fire distinguisher. And you have to put it all out. Why? To show off. Look at what he's doing. Look at what he's doing, they're saying. Don't even think about it. And they put out your fire to calm you down. You can't calm down dynamite. You can disconnect it, attempt to at least, but you will never stop it. Just give in to it. Just give in to God and spend time with Him.
Обними динамит. Люби динамит.
Renew it.
Динамит
love
хорошо.
It. Dynamite is
Люби
good.
Динамит.
Fall in love with Dynamis. Dynamis. Look.
Ключи царства и есть
the key to
dunamis.
Kingdom is dunamis. And we, while observing the life of Paul, we see this in his lifestyle. You know, when God says, especially when that category of people arises, that image of Peter, that image was an image of a Christian, of the church that God wants to arise. If you want to know what is and what will be the real church, pay attention
Петр
to him, Peter.
То,
he is exactly
это,
what
вот
God says in this image, exactly
церковь.
This image I want to see the church, specifically. He's a unique individual, very individual, very unique.
Смотри. Наблюдаем. Также, смотри, Коринфянам, помнишь, что Павел
Corinthians.
Написал Коринфянам? Павел написал Коринфянам.
What he said to them.
Давайте прочитаем это. 1 Коринфянам, 4 глава, с 19 стиха. Вы берете что-то для себя?
Corinthians 1:7.
Бери, бери. Я тебе скажу, вот отсюда должно начинаться вообще все.
From this is where everything needs to start.
Все должно начинаться в жизни христиана. Тебе не нужно идти учиться, тебе нужно лечь там, где строит Бог, и ждать, пока тебя не наполнит эта сила и не разорвет тебя. И когда она тебя разорвет, слушай внимательно, ты сам не будешь способен себя
until you yourself will not be able to stop yourself. That's what we should strive for.
Да, в динамите есть еще один секрет.
Yeah, there's another secret in dynamite. He will стоп himself as well.
Итак, 1 Коринфянам 4:19.
And so, 1 Corinthians 4:19. This is what Paul wrote.
Ребятам, которые там соблазняли, он учил церкви. Помните, он говорит, я приду, проверю не слова сего. Помните, да?
Testing the church.
Вот это и есть дюнамос.
This power, this is what dunamis. This is what he talked about.
1 Коринфянам 4:19. Но я скоро приду к вам, читаю с НРП.
Если это будет воля Господа, и тогда узнаю, чего стоят не слова этих гордецов, а их сила.
But I will still come to you, and shortly, if the Lord is willing, and then I will, it will persevere and understand not what the talk of these puffed up and arrogant spirits among two, but their forces. In other words, he says, this is what I've been taught, I will come and I will test the non-words. Not their words, but their power. In other words, I want to see their actions, their works, what they redeem the dead, resurrect the dead. And he says, I will not test their words, but I want to see their words in action.
Он говорит, я хочу проверить не силу, я хочу проверить дунамус в ваших словах.
I want to test the dunamis in your words.
Павел говорит, просто я приду, сяду, и я послушаю.
This is what Paul says, I will come and I will
just listen. И бедный ты, если
and poor you if you have no dunamis in your words, if you have no power in your words.
Сколько мертвых отрезка, сколько там это, ну-ну-ну.
He will
заряд внутри тела.
And how energized, how charged up you are in the body.
Другими словами, Павел предупреждает, что не слова имеют смысл, а только то, что заряжено и наполнено дюнамос. То есть код церкви и царства Бога — это дюнамос. Ты хочешь знать код? Ты хочешь знать, как распознаются? Вы знаете, мы дюнамос называем как угодно. Кто-то это называет прикосновение Бога, кто-то называет это помазание, кто-то называет это бомба, кто-то называет это сила, кто-то называет это движ. Как хочешь называть современными словами, это называется одно слово, это дюнамос. Это именно вот эта взрывная explosive power.
Это вот эта вот взрывчатка,
от которой потом пошло все остальное, динамика, динамит. Все эти слова вышли из корня этого. Мы должны понимать, что именно это и котируется как церковь. Именно это ты хочешь узнать, если живые церкви проявились. Не проверяй слова, постановки, музыку, проверь дунамос. Если у тебя есть дунамос, ты дунамос знаешь. Алло, ты сядь и спокойненько. Говоришь, хорошо, ты проповедуй.
And just listen to what they're saying, and you will say, I want to see if the dunamis in me reacts to what you have here. I will see if my dunamis will react.
And you know,
this is a code. You see yourself, your own people, you find them. Give me at least 10 minutes of sermon or 10 first pages of the book, and I will tell you. And you can do the same thing. If there is dunamis there. Beloved, if we are honest to ourselves, long time ago, we would have stopped looking and paying attention to things that do not bring dunamis into our lives. Because we charge up with what is around.
We should not
pity those that do not have dunamis and
be content with that.
Let them get on with their own ministry, with what they feel like they should do, but find dunamis.
Dunamis
needs to be in the church behind.
Dunamis
can be in a child or in an elderly person.
Amen.
It doesn't make a difference, but it needs to be there.
В заблуждение часто попадают те, кто не имеет дюнамос. И, естественно, не способны отличить и распознать служение, которое не несет в себе дюнамос. Именно эта категория есть мертвая религия, не знающая и не имеющая дюнамос. Именно этот нечистый дух уничтожал пророков Ветхого Завета, преследовал апостолов и убил Христа. Не заблуждайтесь, любимая моя семья. Именно он будет преследовать и вас, знающих и имеющих в себе
дунамос.
Я тебе сразу скажу, почему тебя не воспринимают. Они сами не знают. Они сами тебе не объяснят, почему. Они просто тебя не переваривают. Они переваривают тебя только по одной причине. Внутри тебя
дунамос.
И враги человеку.
The enemies of the person.
Почему?
Why?
Потому что в доме не может жить дунамос и не иметь эффект на все вокруг.
Dunamis and not have an effect.
Ты будешь маленьким человеком, где бы ты ни появился, если тебе дунамос, тебя сразу будет слышно,
but if you have dunamis in you, you will always be heard. You will always be sensed. People will say, what? Something smells like life around here. Who's smiling around here?
I don't understand.
Everybody, fix this. What's going on here? Fix this life.
Свои говновозки и начинаем просто тушить пробуждение
and
Бога.
People this way they start okay. To put out the blessing of God.
Смотри,
Look.
Айла, мне так нравится эта тема.
I like this topic.
Дунамас. Смотри.
Look.
Именно это имел в виду апостол Павел, когда говорил 2 Коринфянам 2:16. Для иных мы запах смертоносный.
For some we are smell like death.
Представь, сидишь ты, и они смотрят на тебя, и не знают, когда тебя разнесут.
And judging you
они
and waiting
знают,
until they can take you apart.
Заметили,
and they don't,
людей,
you're
Богом,
unpredictable
знаешь,
to them.
Ты даже не можешь предсказать его не то, что служить, фразу следующую. Еще одна фраза, и рвет все внутри меня, почему это дунамос Бога.
Speak,
иногда смотришь просто ролик на Ютубе, включаешь, кто-то прислал, и тебя ролик без слов взрывает. Слова, письмо, просто читаешь письмо, кто-то что-то написал, фраза взрывает тебя, там дунамос, церковь, там Бог. Везде должна быть частица Бога, в чем бы ты ни делал, Он
завят.
Ты скажешь, кто я? Дорогие мои, если бы ты знал, что Бог хочет поместить дунамос, что бы ты ни делал и где бы ты ни находился, ты должен носить благоухание Бога. И смотри, что он говорит. 2 Коринфянам 2:16. Для одних мы запах смертоносный, а для других живительное благоухание. И кто способен на такое служение и вопрос? И ты смотришь, ты говоришь, Господи, смотри, как классно.
God, look,
кто способен
awesome.
На такое служение? Ты идешь, и для одних ты запах смерти.
Like
они реально, отойди, не ходи в нашу церковь, не слушайте его. Мы отлучим всех, кто слушает его. Не касайтесь его учений. Это ересь. Нет, это дунамос, с которым ты соприкоснешься, и он убьет тебя, или оживит тебя.
It will either, it has the power to either we
rejuvenate you or kill you. This is what God wants to redeem in the last times. You have to be this specific fragrance. For some,
you are life, for others, you are death. And
that is the concept.
The walking on the razor, the walking on the blade. You have to be very careful. Who are you? What are you? What do you do? Because you walk like a prophet of God on this earth. Be very careful.
Dunamis,
my dear beloved.
Всякий раз, когда личность, имеющая дунамос, служит, его служение выносит приговор лжецеркви и служителям-клонам. Даже не касаясь их, твои слова всегда будут приводить их в бешенство, потому что в них дух этого мира, который реагирует исключительно только на дунамос.
Or who rejects exclusively dunamis, the spirit of dunamis. Being
the
pastor for many years,
bringing
many people through encounters, I've noticed one thing. Against people,
people
reject others only when they have dunamis. But when that goes away and everything becomes calm, everything settles. This spirit has only one mission: to distinguish,
to put away fire, to limit you, to reject you. Ты будешь в том месте. Не дай Бог, я так скажу, ты будешь в Иерусалиме.
Only if you're in Jerusalem.
Кто-то понимает? Не дай Бог, они будут делать все возможное, чтобы ты не был в Иерусалиме, потому что они сами не знают, они отличают тебя только по одной причине, потому что Бог в них знает, если ты будешь в Иерусалиме. Это дело времени, пока ты взорвешься. Если будешь находиться в том месте, где Бог, это просто дело времени, пока ты зарядишься и разнесет все вокруг тебя, если твое сердце чисто и любит Бога и ходит в искренности и чистоте перед Ним. Кто-то понимает? И дьявол делает все возможное, чтобы дети Бога, которые прошли, никогда не пришли в нормальные церкви, никогда не оставили свою муть, никогда не оставили свою тьму,
этот сон
там. Никогда не допустить их, другим не допустить к Иерусалиму. Иди куда хочешь, только не туда.
Meaning Jerusalem.
И вот как раз куда тебе они говорят не идти, это указатель, где ты должен находиться.
Take that as a sense of direction where you need to go.
God, а то я думал, куда идти.
Это не слушать. Это под смертью не слушать. О, спасибо. Только это и слушать.
Their advice because they're misleading.
О, мне нравится Дунамас.
Oh, I like Dunamis.
Что церковь должна достичь.
It is that what church needs to reach. It needs to come into that.
Когда религиозные клоны выступают против и обливают грязью служителей силы, которая в движении чудес, знамений и славы, внимательно наблюдайте, против кого они выходят.
Carefully pay attention to who they come against.
Церковь, одни из великих помазанников Бога, находящихся в славе и носящих себе Дунамас. Как правило, это закон. Это именно то, что нес Христос. Он ходил по улицам, он просто делал, он просто хотел сделать добро. Его ненавидели. Дорогие мои, уже кто-кто, но Бог, живущий во плоти, разве мог что-то сделать плохое? Он всю жизнь делал только добро, только любовь, только исцеление, приносил только счастье. И ничего, кроме счастья, любви и спасения, это сам Христос, живущий на земле, Сын Божий.
Earth,
but he brought the Son of God. And beloved, against him, most arguments came against him. Gossip,
dirt,
went against God himself. When they excommunicated him, скажите мне, под солнцем что-то новое есть?
Tell me, under the sun, is there anything new? No.
No. Прочитаем, я про себя прочитал. Встретился с Христом. Другими словами, читай Библию. Пришел слепой, прозрел.
In other words, you read the Bible and say, look, blind came. In other words,
прозрел. Потом его назад в синагогу, на братский совет. Ему сказали, мы знаем, что он грешник. Посмотри про него ролик.
There's a way to relate to the stories in the Bible to our lives.
Навоняли там. Дорогие мои, я представляю, какой бы ролик был у Христа.
I can just imagine if Jesus made a clip or a video about his life.
Чуников был доступ до Ютуба.
If only the people back then had access to YouTube.
Вон нарезали, вон нарезали.
What they would do.
Смотрите, по воде идет. О, призрак, призрак по воде.
Oh, look, he's walking on water. He's a ghost. They would say.
Его, конечно, назвали колдуном и дьяволом.
Of course, he would be called, he's in witchcraft or something strange of that nature against God. There's nothing new under the sun.
Look at Solomon.
Even when he said, even when you encounter something new, don't worry because God already took care of it. It's very simple. You just make a decision. When God, when a person comes into this world, nothing is new. He comes into the world, he makes decisions, just like everybody else before past generations in our lives. We all do the same thing. We make the decisions in our lives. Either we choose to be
Dunamis,
to be honesty, to the ones who carry the keys, the ones that are the rocks. Wherever you are, wherever you come, the glory is on you. And it will be effective, and it will heal.
Or it can, where it has the power to do something different. Вы знаете, мне нравилось, когда люди под дыном сходят.
I like when people walk in Dunamis.
Ты тварь будешь всех соблазнять.
And you will be a temptation to everyone.
Что це було?
Everyone walking in
встреча с реальной церковью.
It's the encounter with the real church. Beloved, I hunger for this. So these Peters arise, these rocks. I desire to see the ministry of Dunamis, to see these individuals, to see this church that nobody can touch, and to come to that, to attach myself to that. Remember how it said that nobody could discern between that and the Bible.
Amen. Я заканчиваю.
And I'm ending. I'm concluding.
Запомните, remember, religious clones
will not understand, and they will go against you.
Они идут четко и точно против Дунамиса.
They do not go against you specifically as an individual. They go against the Dunamis that is in you. And the longer you are around them, the more the contrast is more. It becomes more evident between you and them.
Страхом отлучения и кошмара. И чем больше в тебе огня и Бога,
the fire and God is in you, the more you are energized by heaven, the more dangerous mm-hmm. you are to
oh,
the spirit of religion and this world.
Oh, мне нравится.
I like this. Okay. I like this a lot. Look.
Перед тем, как ты начнешь
Before
любое служение
you
или
begin
движение,
any ministry or movement, you must have,
dunamis.
You must be energized by heaven.
Dunamis.
This
реальное
is
движение
how,
Бога от подделки. Это то, что говорил
to
Павел.
Discern
я приду,
between
я
the real movement of God and fake, fakeness.
Силу.
This is an easy
я
way to check. I will
вы.
Check
Итак,
your strength
значение
for this.
Слова религия.
And so,
кто-то хочет знать его истинное значение?
Let's look
служение
at
Богу
the word of religion.
Dunamis.
Meaning that the service to God
значение
without dunamis. That is
Богу.
What the word religious
Они
means.
Же самое,
They can do the same thing as you do.
Библия,
same,
the
same Bible, same
те
church
судьи,
and hands,
камеры,
same chairs and cameras and invitations.
Христе,
but internally
вот
they do
Иисус
not
сказал,
have dunamis. This is what Jesus said.
Увидеть,
I will come and I want to see.
Веру,
will I find faith? Will I find dunamis on earth? Will I?
Remember when
the woman came to him and he said, I do not know you in other words. I do not recognize myself in you. There is no me in you. You cannot be a part of me or with me because you do not have a piece of me. Look.
Dunamis
Last thing,
невозможно купить или заработать. Его невозможно
buy it
подделать или украсть. Дунамос дается самим Богом.
You can't copy it. This is given only by God, only to the individuals that have died for themselves and live fully for Him and His kingdom. Give God praise.
Давайте мы поднимемся.
Let's arise.
И я хочу, чтобы ты сейчас отложил все мечты о каких-то служениях, о помазаниях и просил только одно – пребывать в Иерусалиме до тех пор, пока не сойдет на тебя сила. Ты пребываешь в том, что построил Бог. Ты не делаешь ничего, никаких движений.
No
ты закрыт. Ты спрятан в тайной комнате, где ты говоришь, Бог, я жду обещанного Отца. Я жду, когда мое призвание –
You wait until your dream becomes a reality, until God gives you direction in the spiritual world to merge with Him, to expand in this world. You wait for God. You wait for Him to tell you. You know a lot. You know Him. But you thirst for more. You thirst for more. Ask Him. Ask Him. Ask Him. Ask Him. And merge. And merge.